Alistair almost cried out in pain. "That better?" Beans asked as he tightened the knot on the strip of cloth.
"Wouldn't call it better," Alistair winced. "Don't let this bandage stay on too long," Beans said. "That starts to mortify and you'll be wishing that ball had killed you outright."
Lightning ripped across the sky, allowing Alistair a glimpse of Beans' face. He looked older, but criminy, they'd all aged.
"Feels like we've been running since January," Beans said.
"Only March," Tommy Cobb said.
"Huh? Started in March."
Although his side blistered with pain, Alistair could take regular breaths. He even managed to push the wet bangs out of his face without too much agony.
"When we burned the bridge on the Little Blue."
"That was only last month?" Beans asked.
"Right after the captain killed that Dutchy sergeant,"
Tommy said from the other side of the open doorway. Alistair shut his eyes, but couldn't rid his mind of the image from that day. The Yankee sergeant swinging off his horse, raising his hands in surrender. Quantrill loping Black Bess over, aiming his revolver, blowing out the Dutchman's brains, then wheeling around his horse, yelling,
"Halleck has thrown down the gauntlet, boys, but we draw the first blood."
It hadn't ended there. He could picture McCoy and Kennard dragging the keeper out of the toll house and straight to Quantrill. Not just the old man either, but his son, or maybe grandson, a kid not 7 or 8 years old. He could hear Clell Miller saying,
"He's a Yankee spy!"
Miller was even younger than Alistair, 12 at the most, though tall for his age and already smoking a corncob pipe and one fine shot with a revolver. He could hear the tollkeeper crying out,
"I'm a good Southern man!"
And Quantrill's immediate response,
"The jury has reached its verdict."
He could hear the report of Quantrill's pistol shot, could see the keeper falling dead with a bullet in his forehead, could hear the sobbing kid, see the boy kneeling by the side of the dead man. At least he could also remember Quantrill preventing Clell Miller from putting a ball in the back of that kid's head. Tommy Cobb snorted, spit, and stretched his boots across the damp floor. Rainwater kept plopping on his hat.
"March 22nd, Tommy said. "Then we rode to the Tate place, and that's where the fun began."
Alistair remembered that, too. The second Kansas surrounding the place, bullets riddling the house. Last he remembered seeing there was the Tate farm in flames as they fled into the timbers, gunning at Yankees, firing at shadows, probably shooting at themselves. Having split up, they had vamoosed to some other farm. This time, a Missouri cavalry unit had surprised them, sending them running again. And again. And again. Forever. March 22nd to April 15th. Felt like forever.
"I don't allow as I'll ever get my fingers cleaned," Beans Kimbrough was saying. "Climbing through all that mud to reach the top of that bluff on the Little Sny." "Shut the hell up," Frank James snapped, "and get some sleep."